Shinken up Sean was Rob, create a house on the border of Wales on St. Taffy's Day. Was steal a cock gelding creen leek and a coos, and then on a goat was scamper away. A hue and cry through the country did fly, while Shinken spurred on her goat with a pin. The mountains were high and no houses were nigh, but at last her got over and came to an inn. Landlord said he put up her Welsh nag, for her has rid hard for fear of her life, and take out her coos and her leek from her bag, her will eat the cock gelding at home with her wife. Roast her coos and boil her leek, and give her a flagon or two of her ale. Nick her off head for fear her should squeak, and then her is sure her cannot tell tale. Cots platter and nails, when we did meet, cock gelding her fluttered and coos did roar. Her made a damn noise all over the street, her thought they did call her a son of a whore. But night was dark and Shinken nimble, cock gelding and coos did roar in vain. Her drowned their noise with her podkin and thimble, if her had been taken her would have been slain. The cook was called and fire was made, the pot and the spit were brought to the fire. Leeks were put in and the goose was laid to roast according to Shinken's desire. But long before the meat was dressed, a constable came with a staff in his hand. For felony he did poor Shinken arrest and told him that he must obey his command. Cot's blood, quoth he, sir, this cannot be, for her and her nag are just but come in, and you are come hither without one I see, and you are quite dry and were wet to the skin. Cot's platter and nails, if any in Wales, was tell her that Shinken ap Sean's a thief, was cut off her ears and a pair of her shears, and sent her to England to peg relief. The constable whistle and peedles came in, and hurried poor Shinken to a justice of peace. Then sorrowful Shinken did leave off his din, when the constables charged him with stealing of geese. 'Twas asked how he came by the goose in his sack, he said he would tell them the naked truth. And pleased her, said he, her hung sack at her back, 'twas cold and the coos crept in at the mouth. At Shrovetide her went to a neighbouring town, with her yard her knocked cock gelding down. Her aimed at her back and hit her off crown, her's a gentleman tailor of Crete renown. A rampant loose her has for her coat, a bunch of leeks is Shinken's crest. Her did ill to pull poor Shinken by throat, sure her does come with a false arrest. But Shinken, alas, was sent to jail, for the justice insisted on very good bail, and he was indicted at sessions for theft, though the goose at the fire in the inn was left. Good Mr. Justice, Shinken did cry, was her take her coos and let her alone. A coos for a coos that dares venture to die, if her pleases the coos, her will disown. But Shinken was tied and whipped at a post, and lost his coos and cock gelding to boot. His goat that he rode on fell to his host, for he had not a penny of money, I doubt. Then Shinken, cursed by St. Taffy, he swore he never was hurt for stealing a shred. He would steal in his shop, but never once more his paunch with cock gelding or coos should be fed. Her will neither steal coos, cock gelding, nor beef. Her may venture for cabbage to play the thief. If her father stood by, her would snip a piece. But war cock gelding, war leek, and war geese. If linen or woolen come once in her way, her will have a piece by night or by day. If it be but as much as a button will make, her will a small piece from the remnant take.